What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. You know, I was thinking about trust the other day. Like, truly trusting someone with your heart, your hopes, your dreams, it's a beautiful thing, right? But what happens when that trust gets shattered? When someone you love betrays you, or breaks that sacred bond? It feels like the ground beneath your feet disappears, doesn't it? Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells, constantly questioning everything? That's the heavy weight of betrayal, and today, we're diving into how to rebuild trust after infidelity or any kind of breach. Because let's be real, rebuilding trust is tough. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of patience for both parties involved. But it's absolutely possible. So if you've been through this pain, know that you're not alone and there's hope for healing. Today, we are focusing on 5 key takeaways that can help guide you through this journey. First off, acknowledge the hurt. Don't try to brush it under the rug or pretend it didn't happen. Feeling angry, betrayed, heartbroken, those are all valid emotions. Allow yourself to grieve what was lost and feel the full weight of your pain. Bottling it up will only make things worse in the long run. Remember, healing starts with acknowledging the wound. Next, communication is key. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Both parties need to be willing to talk openly and honestly about what happened, how they fell, and what needs to change going forward. And listen actively. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, truly hear what the other person is saying. It's not always easy, but open communication lays the foundation for rebuilding trust. Thirdly, understand that forgiveness takes time. You don't have to forgive instantly. It's a process, and it looks different for everyone. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, moments of anger, moments of peace. Just remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning the action, it's about releasing the bitterness that holds you back from moving on. Now set clear boundaries. Trust is earned back through consistent actions. What are your non-negotiables? What behaviors are absolutely unacceptable in this relationship going forward? Communicate these boundaries clearly and respectfully. This shows your commitment to rebuilding a healthy dynamic based on respect and trust. Finally, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past will only keep you stuck in pain. Try to focus on the present, on making positive changes, and on building a stronger future together. Remember, healing is an ongoing journey. It takes time, effort, and unwavering commitment from both sides. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Mark, a couple who's been together for 5 years. They've had their share of ups and downs, but they always manage to work through them. Then, out of the blue, Mark is caught cheating. Sarah feels completely betrayed, her world crumbles. She's angry, hurt, confused, and doesn't know if she can ever trust him again. This is where our 5 key takeaways come in. Sarah allows herself to feel the pain, to grieve the loss of trust. She has difficult conversations with Mark, honestly expressing her hurt and anger while also listening to his side of the story. She realizes that forgiveness isn't about condoning his actions, it's about freeing herself from the bitterness. Sarah sets clear boundaries with Mark. Honesty, transparency, and respect are non-negotiable. And slowly but surely, she starts to focus on rebuilding their relationship, taking one step at a time. They attend couples therapy, work on communication skills, and gradually rebuild trust through consistent effort and understanding. The journey isn't easy, but they are committed to making it work. Remember, healing from betrayal is possible. It takes courage, honesty, and commitment, but the rewards are worth it. You deserve to be in a relationship built on trust and security. So take those first steps, acknowledge your pain, communicate openly, set boundaries, forgive yourself and others, and focus on building a brighter future. You've got this. Keep taking these small steps each day, and before you know it, you'll be well on your way to healing and rebuilding trust in your relationships. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, every single day is a fresh start. I'll see you tomorrow for another dose of daily affirmations.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.